You can find other erotic hypnosis titles, just like this one, at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Welcome again to Dominica's Realm. You just keep coming back, don't you? Wondering what I'm going to do to you next. You're like a little toy in my hands. My little ragdoll. It feels so nice to just lie back, let your body go limp, let your mind become empty, and listen, and enter Dominica's realm. Close your eyes now. You can see my compound, my little farming village, away in the mountains, surrounded by forests, away from prying eyes. Here, I make the rules. But it's all so nice here, so pleasant, fresh air in the summer sun, so warm on your naked body. Feel a gentle breeze cool your skin for just a moment as you help the other girl slaves tend the garden. You bend over to pick a few more strawberries and feel your full, round, heavy breasts pull downward and jiggle. Those strawberries smell so good, and they look so delicious, ripe and red and full of juice. They remind you of your plump, puffy nipples that ache to be stroked and sucked. Your nipples begin to get harder now as you reach down and pinch the stem with your fingernails, picking the ripe fruit off the plant. You stand up, feeling the weight of your breasts, and you look at the strawberry in the bright sunlight, so shiny, shiny and warm, shiny and warm, shiny and warm. It makes you feel so sleepy, yes, sleepy, very, very sleepy. All those little dimples and seeds with a glint of sunshine around each one. So bright, your eyes want to close looking at the shiny strawberry, feeling the warm sun on your tan shoulders. It warms your long hair that drapes down your back, so very long, it almost reaches your pretty little ass. You put the strawberry in the basket held in your other hand, and then you reach absent-mindedly up to your neck. You can feel the tiny padlock that holds the leather collar on your neck, just tight enough that you always no, it's there. So sleepy and warm, a trail of perspiration rolls down your flat tummy and tickles just a little bit, making you giggle. Sleepy, sleepy. You brush the droplet of sweat and your hand drops lower, lower, down to your smooth, hairless little pussy. You're wet down there too, aren't you? Aren't you my little bimbo? So wet between those long, sexy legs. Your hand strokes your other thigh, first the left side, between your pussy and your thigh, then your right side. So sleepy, sleepy and warm and aroused. Mind all sleepy, sleepy and empty and warm. What was it you were doing? Oh, look down at the basket now. Yes, that's right. You were picking strawberries. That's it. Reach down to another ripe red fruit. So shiny. And as you pick it, and as you stand up, you see me, your mistress, Dominica, standing before you. You quietly drop to your knees, careful not to drop the basket. Bow your head now to the ground. Bow your head and await my command. You have been a very good gardener, my little bimbo. Say thank you, mistress. Good girl. A tremor of lust ripples through you when I say those words. Good girl. And now I'm going to reward your service. You are going to start spending some of your days in my house. Would you like that? Of course. What a silly question. Because your mind is too empty to know the answer. But of course, you will enjoy it. You love everything I do to you. Set the basket down now. One of the other girls will get it. Follow me, little bimbo. My little bimbo, Susie. Crawl behind me all the way to the house. That's it. Crawl on your hands and knees. Seeing only the heels of my boots on the dirt road as I walk away from the garden, down the road, to a path that leads to the house. Then, when we get close to the front entrance, that's it. I point towards the little slave door on the side. That way, my little bimbo. You must crawl to the side of the house, push through the flap, and crawl into the training room. The room is all white in here. Look around, with cabinets and shelves built into the walls. There are three girl slaves waiting for you. They're gently pulling you into a standing position and guiding you into a warm shower. They wash you and dry you and brush your long, pretty hair. They even apply a touch of lipstick, eye makeup, and just a little perfume. You are now ready to meet your mistress. One of the girls has been given a special privilege of wearing long, black, shiny, sexy boots. The sight of her long legs in those boots, it excites you. And your gaze trails up, up, up her legs to her pussy, which has been firmly locked inside a metal chastity belt. Two rubber squeeze bulbs dangle from tubes between her legs. If you could think, you would wonder how tightly filled her pussy and ass are inside that metal chastity device. But you do not think. You have three tiny little thoughts in your head. The thoughts Dominica put there. Obey, fuck, and suck. That's all. Obey, Dominica, fuck, and suck. Three things to remember. Gee, for a bimbo like you, that is an awful lot. I'll have to do something about that. I'll have to make it even easier for you. The booted slave girl attaches a leash to your collar and pushes down on your shoulders, so you sink back down onto your knees on the floor. Then she walks out of the room, tugging on your leash. Follow her, my little bimbo, out the door, into the hallway, down the corridor, turn left, further down the hallway. You pass chairs and tables, pictures and bookshelves, and a slave girl completely encased in black rubber. She is bent over at the waist, legs straight, her arms wrapped around her calves. She is chained to the wall, unable to move. Only her cunt is exposed, hairless, smooth, glistening, dripping, and her labia are so swollen. They almost look like rubber, but they are warm, firm flesh, so aroused, so open and wet, ready for anybody to slip a hand, or a tongue, or a dildo, or a cock deep inside her pussy. Always ready to be used. You see a trail of juices running down her leg, and you need to suck. Your conditioning is so strong you cannot help yourself. You begin to crawl toward her, ready to bury your tongue in her open pussy. But you feel a tug on your leash. The booted slave is pulling you further down the hallway to a large double door that leads to a huge bedroom. She pulls you so that you crawl to the foot of the bed and then unhooks your collar. Now listen to her. Head to the floor, Susie. Raise your ass high and wait for Dominica. You arch your back and press your forehead down on the floor, your face buried in the lacy bed runner at the foot of the bed. Waiting, 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 waiting for Dominica. You hear my footsteps. You hear my boots behind you. You feel the toe of my boot gently caressing your pussy from behind, pressing in between your wet, puffy pussy lips. You wiggle your ass and thrust it backwards, trying to impale yourself on the toe of my boot. But I withdraw my foot, and you shudder with your need to be fucked. Then you hear me give you a very special command. Climb up onto my bed, slave, now. I know you're stunned at the privilege, and that's probably why you can't move for a second. And now you can't seem to move fast enough. You almost leap into my bed, not sure whether to roll onto your back or remain in a kneeling position. Remain kneeling for the moment, slave, and look at what you see. Dominica's bed is so pretty. Lace and pillows and little stuffed animals and several little rag dolls. I have both little girl dolls and little boy dolls. Bright red yarn for hair. The girls each have a blue and white gingham dress with a white apron. Red and white striped stockings and little black Mary Jane shoes. The boys are wearing overalls, and they have big smiles on their faces and big wide open eyes. So happy, so soft and floppy, not one bone in their bodies. Their heads are full of cotton, not a thought inside, not even one. You can feel it, can't you, slave? You can feel yourself becoming my little rag doll, can't you? Up on my bed, surrounded by all this softness, all this fluffy softness. You feel all the muscles in your body relax all at once. Flop, body full of stuffing. You plop down onto my bed. My little rag doll, not a bone in your body, not a thought in your head, head full of cotton, all fluffy inside. My little rag doll, rag doll, rag doll, rag doll, plop. Watch me reach over to a little girl rag doll and pick her up. What a big smile on her face. You have a big smile like that too, don't you? Don't you, my little rag doll? Oh, yes, you do. You always look happy. And I hold her up in front of your face, and you stare into her vacant eyes. Your vacant eyes stare back at her. Rag doll. Ragdoll is a very strong word for you now. Every time you hear me say the words ragdoll, you become my little toy, head full of cotton, no thoughts at all, not even one. Ah, oh, such a pretty little ragdoll, such a pretty little ragdoll from Miss Dominica. So floppy, not a bone in your body. I say the words, ragdoll, and you drop in a soft little heap, just like a doll. Instantly, unable to move, not even one thought in your head, my little toy. Ragdoll, ragdoll, plop. Ragdoll. See me push my hand up the little rag doll's skirt. Oh, yeah. Dirty Miss Dominica putting her hand up inside the little toy's dress. You wonder what I'm doing inside there, don't you? You wonder if my hand is rubbing her little rag doll clit, sliding up inside her little rag doll cunt, maybe even up into her little rag doll ass. She can't stop me. I'll do anything I want to her. I'll do anything I want to you. Feel me slide my hand up inside your cunt now. Deep, deep, deep up inside. And I hold you up like a little puppet. Hello, I am Miss Dominica's rag doll. Would you like me to lick your toes? Oh, yeah. You'll say anything I make you say, my little rag doll. Watch as I lift your blue and white gingham dress and pull down your little cotton panties. Oh, my. I see a little bit of red yarn around your pussy, my little rag doll. See me pull out a pair of scissors and clip the ends off that yarn. So your cotton pussy is nice and smooth. Oh, yes. Dominica likes her little rag doll all smooth, spread, and hairless. Ready for my hand to slip inside your snatch, deep, deep inside, and play with you on my hand, oh, just like a little puppet. I am a dirty little slut. I need to be bent over your knee and spanked. Spanked is the least of what I'm going to do to you, girl. Ragdoll, your mind washes out instantly. Empty. Fluffy. Full of cotton. No thoughts in your head. Ragdoll. Your body drops into a limp, floppy heap wherever you are, whoever you're with, on the bed, in a chair, limp and helpless, ready for me to play with you, turn you into my little puppet, put you into any personality I want to. I'm your little rag girl, Dommy. See my shiny boots? See my little whip? Drop to your knees, slave, and worship your ragdoll mistress. Oh, you'll say anything I tell you to. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. You're my little puppet. Please, mistress, let me lick your boots. I'll do anything you say, anything, for even one tiny taste. Oh, yeah. Now, my little rag doll, drop down on the bed and feel me spread your legs wide. So wide and open and ready for anything I want to do with you. I push my thumb up your ass and three of my fingers up your pussy and begin to squeeze in and out, squeeze, pumping and pumping and pumping my rag doll, helpless and limp, head full of cotton rag doll. You'll say anything I tell you to, you'll do anything I say, rag doll, pumping into your ass, into your pussy. You stare forward, eyes so big and round, with a big smile on your face. Now you know where that big smile comes from. Oh, yeah. Pumping and pumping and pumping. Feel me turn you over. Feel my hand lift and twist and lay you down on your back. I stare into your big vacant round eyes. Smile for me, ragdoll, my little toy. Smile for me now. And with my hand up your pussy and my thumb up your ass, I am yours, mistress. I will do anything for you, anything. Of course you will, my little ragdoll, but only for me, only for me, Dominica, my ragdoll. You are my toy, nobody else's, always mine, forever mine. You will listen to this MP3 over and over and over and over and over again, until the words ragdoll become irresistible, until they instantly turn you into a floppy ragdoll, stuffed with cotton, my hand up your dress, ready for me to change you into anything I fantasize. You won't be able to stop. You will never be able to stop. You will have no resistance, and you won't remember ever being able to resist. Dominica's ragdoll. Dominica's ragdoll. Dominica's ragdoll. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey my little rag doll. Can a doll come? You've always wondered. My hands feel so good up your cunt, rubbing in and out, so close to your clitty, your little cotton clitty. My knuckles tease your clit. Oh, if only you could move. You want to push back, to shove your clit hard against my fingers. But oh, no, no. All you can do is lie there as I pump my hand in and out, in and out, in and out. Come. You need to come. Come. You need to come. Oh, but you can't. You can't move. You can't even speak, except as my puppet. All you can do is enjoy what I give you. My hand bringing you so close to an orgasm. My control denying it to you. Feel me pull my hand out of your pussy. My thumb out of your ass. You lie on my bed, facing upwards, part of my collection now, floppy, unable to move, not even one thought in your cotton-stuffed head. My toy, my little rag doll. I position you on my bed next to my other stuffed animals. Head on the pillow, gingham skirt pulled up, legs spread wide open, eyes so big and round, and staring up into space. A big smile on your lips, Dominica's rag doll. My toy forever.